Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. Well, we've got several callers in the queue, but I still want to let people know what the caller number is, 914-338-0164, because we have room for other callers. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. We see that everyone in the queue has pressed 1, and we're going to get to the calls in just a moment, but first we want to invite our callers and listeners to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. You can follow us on Blog Talk Radio as well, but we really do prefer Facebook because it allows us an opportunity to connect with you a little bit more thoroughly, see you, and also you may email us there, which you can't do on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, let's bring on our first caller from 310. We actually have two callers from 310. This one is 310-344. Then our caller from 770 is next, then 310-248. 310-344 is on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Yes, my name is Susan, and I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Okay. I think you've called the show before, Susan, right? You bought a house there, and your brother helped you buy it. Yeah.
Well, he helped me find it, yes.
Right, he helped you find it.
You have a good memory. That was a while back.
I don't know. I remember these things for some reason. But I don't remember your birthday, so that's what I don't remember. So if you could give that to us, it would be great.
Yes, at 6:15:65.
Okay. All righty. And what brings you to the show today, Susan?
Okay, so I'm at that turning point where I have to figure out if I'm going to stay here or if I'm going to go back to California. And just wondering if you have any insight for me.
And are you a teacher?
I work in education, yes.
Okay. So I just want to figure something out with, and you're going to be 55 years old.
Yes.
Right? So she's 22 years beyond her master number.
Yeah, but she's on a
multiple of 9. You're on a multiple of 9. So, well, until the age, I mean, she's turning 60, I mean, 55, rather, but 54 was her multiple of 9. When would you plan to move?
I need to move by August.
By August?
Yeah, because I had my job held for a year. So.
So you would be moving back to California?
Yes.
And have you put the house for sale? The house that you were unhappy with? Not yet?
Not yet, but when I bought it, it sold in 2 days.
Oh, really?
So, and there were like 12 bidders.
So you think that it's going to fall quickly?
Yes.
And your job...
Especially now that the interest is really low right now, so people are like trying to take advantage of it.
And your job is being held in California, so you can return to that job. Do you have a residence there?
I can stay with my friend. I just talked to her last night, and I can stay there however long I need to until I find a place.
And you would be renting? You wouldn't buy?
Probably not buy right away.
Probably not buy right away. And you're not too happy, right, in your job?
No.
And in your...
No.
Well, I mean, because I psychically, I would say to move back to California. I think that would
okay.
be the right decision. I think also you're on a multiple, so numerically it makes sense. You would have to move by August, which is only a month and a half after your 55th birthday. So that's my personal opinion. Also,
okay.
the fact that you're not happy there, you're unhappy with the house, there are all these problems. I remember there were some structural issues and problems
yeah.
that you did not know about and don't want to go through the trouble of fixing, I guess. You don't like your job. Neil may have a different opinion.
Okay.
Well, no, I don't really have that much of a different opinion, Susan. Notice in your numerical attitude, you have a 6 and a 5 as your first and third numbers. You have a 65 in your year, and your first and last numbers again become 65. Now, this means that in your journey, karmically and transcendently speaking, you're bound, you do rebounds. You constantly move back and forth, back and forth. It's like an accordion. It's part of your journey to do that. So in
okay.
spite of the logistics of your rational mind in moving back, you're also responding to a karmic undertow. There's something
yes.
deeper going on in this journey back. So let's
yes.
say, for instance, that in moving back to California, you're going to experience things that you wouldn't have otherwise experienced if you were still living in Oklahoma. Those incidences that are waiting you are commanding you by a karmic pullback. They're
yes.
commanding you to go back. So you have to go back to experience these things so that you make your whole journey of life a complete circle. That's what I think is happening. The fact that you've gone
okay.
through now 9 cycles of your life is a 9 is an eternal number. So it becomes a complete cycle of energy in that regard coming back. See, you're going to experience something coming back, something to do with a young person. I don't know who that is yet. But you're going to impact a young person's life.
Well, she teaches. So I don't know if it would be
oh.
someone. Where do you? What grade level do you teach?
I'm actually a counselor.
You're a counselor. Okay, so
oh.
counseling.
Yeah.
But what? Okay, so mm-hmm. What age level do you deal with?
I'm working currently with elementary.
So
yeah.
so that fits right in with
well,
what Neil is saying.
Susan, I
yeah.
when
about
I was doing my narration, I wasn't thinking about you being a teacher.
Well,
she's
a counselor, education.
Well,
you do it for a school, right? You're a counselor for a psychologist.
Yes.
Psychologist. Now I
yes.
now I'm remembering that you told
okay.
me that.
But in my flow of thought, that wasn't on my mind. It came
okay.
organically to me. So there's some individual that is awaiting you that you're going to have a tremendous impact on. Not that you don't already have impact on kids and stuff, but there's someone karmically, probably stretching back to a past life that you're meant to in this lifetime, given the fact it's not in this lifetime blood, it's just a person, but in the past life it was. So you're going to be
okay.
experiencing this. There's also somebody you're going to be counseling that has something to do with a fire incident, a tragedy regarding a fire, and you're going to be helping this person work through something in your own capacity that I think is awaiting. So I agree with Kristen that there is a pullback. You're going back. You're going back. You're going back in time to the present moment of your life. But in
okay.
going back, you're reaching into something deeper in a past life that you need to resolve.
Yeah, all this makes total sense because every single step that I've tried to take to maintain some sense of establishment here in Oklahoma, it has not worked out. And
yeah.
Including my car tag. Like, so I ended up getting my car tag renewed in California because there was a problem. So I was like,
so they didn't
okay,
allow you to register your vehicle?
Well,
that's
they were
weird.
Going to, but they were going to penalize me, like, tremendously.
Wow.
Like a couple $100s. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I just went ahead and renewed my California tag. Plus, I love it because it has ESP on it.
Let me ask you something. In your potential move from Oklahoma to California, what form of transportation are you going to go to buy?
By that car. It's going to take me there. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
So, have you been in Oklahoma? How many years have you been now in Oklahoma?
I've only been here since June.
Yeah, a year. You know, it's weird because there are many reasons why a person might advise you to stay there. I mean, it's cheaper. Obviously, you can sell the house and buy a new house and stay. You could get a new job in Oklahoma. So there are benefits.
Right.
Coming back to California, obviously, it's quite a bit more expensive. You're going to be living with a friend. You're not going to have your own space. So on that level, someone might advise you to stay in Oklahoma and try to work it out. But both Neil and I are feeling that California is where you're supposed to be, and that the move is important.
You know, in all actuality, your 615 and your month and day totally matches your year because the 19 is a 1.
Not only that, even in the 65 itself, that's a difference of 1. So that 1 is held in the middle.
That's the year she's in.
Right. 6.
And you're not, your 6 is not derived.
Oh.
It's not divisible. Your 6 has come by way of 33. Not divisible by 6, but in numerology it becomes a 6.
But you know what's interesting too?
3 years apart.
She's going to be 55 years old, and that's held in her day and her year, 55.
Yeah.
So that's that's also significant, Susan.
So that's where we think. That's what we think. If that helps.
Okay, it really does, because I just had the conversation with my friend last night, and she was being very practical about everything, and she was saying, okay, there are pros to staying there are pros to coming back, but know that it shouldn't be that you don't have a place to stay, or that it shouldn't be that you won't be able to afford, living here initially, because they don't want to charge me any rent. So I'm like, okay, so it just kind of, and I had a dream last night that I was on a like this boat, and we were supposed to get on some other boat to take me somewhere, and I was sitting on the boat, and my friend kept saying, okay, you need to wait here on the boat, but don't worry, the journey will be clear for us when we want it. So I just thought that was really fascinating after my conversation, that, that this dream was basically telling me, you're sitting there and you know what to do. It's just you have to do it at the right time.
That dream, so, you had a conversation with your guide in that dream.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Well, Susan, I'm glad we could help.
Thank you.
Definitely let us know how things progress, and we encourage you to join us on Facebook. We would appreciate it if you did, or like our page, and we wish you luck in your
move. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys so much. I can't thank you enough.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. 770, then 310. 408 doesn't have her hand raised.
Yeah.
If 408 wants to speak with us, raise your hand. Okay, a lot of background noise. 770. Hi. It's really, I hear a voice through like TV or something. Or a playground.
I'm sorry, I'm at work.
Oh, yeah, it's hard to hear you.
Okay.
Can you talk?
I had a question.
Okay.
About a best friend I had. I've known her for like 10 years, but we kind of disconnected. About 3 years ago, a lot of things happened. And, I mean, I miss our friendship, and I was wondering, well, maybe there'll be a reconnection. Is she thinking about me?
Well, okay, it's so garbled. What's your name?
Shanika.
Spell it, please.
Chanika.
Okay. And what's your birthday? I'm getting a 4.
7/23/76.
76. Okay, 78, 9, 10, 11, 12.
723 what?
She is a 4 in lacrosse. 76, that's why. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 in her cross. She's got a 4. 22 plus. Yeah, she's a 45, 8. Okay, and you were saying something about 3 years ago, but I couldn't hear. I don't know if you could hear.
Yes, we disconnected like 3 years ago because a lot of things happened. So I really haven't talked to her, but I have reached out to her maybe about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, and this is a romantic interest?
It had a romantic interest. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
To a certain extent, yeah.
Do you have her birth date?
8/14/1979.
Okay, so there's a 4, because I was saying I felt a 4. You don't have a 4 distinctly, but when you add up your month and day and then get to the century, there's a 4. So that's, I mean, that kind of works. But she has a 4, and let's see what you are together. 9, 13. Well, her month and day is a 4. 13, 4, 13, 23. What is she?
39, 4, 3.
Real? I'm getting 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 23 plus 12. No, I'm getting a 35, 8. Do 8, 8, 14, 75?
79.
Oh, 79. 79. That's why. Okay, 39, 12, 3. I wrote down the wrong birth date. 12, 3.
She's a 39, 12, 3.
And so there's
together
two,
11.
Two, yeah, 11, 2. So that's
so this
strong sexual.
Yeah. Total numerical connection with conflict, but nonetheless, it's a total numerical connection of conflict that is based on sexuality. So there's a sexual conflict going on that probably gets in the way of your interactions with her, because the sexual connotations, you know, sexual connotations can merge into other emotions. And sexual conflict can occur because of our past life experiences and our immediate life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So those things are getting intermingled. However, the two of you together have a destiny to fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
So this destiny that you have with this individual, you've got to fulfill it. And at least it's 4 months of requirement to fulfill, at least, if not maybe much longer. But right now, if the two of you were never to see each other again, you'd have to come back to the planet and have an encounter for 4 months.
Wow.
That's my 4.
You see, the 4, what's happening, Shanika, is that the four in this respect, in a past life, is a broken heart. So you're coming back to meet this woman to mend a broken heart, but the convolution, it's all convoluted in the immediate plot line. It's developed into other aspects. Miscommunication, disagreement, getting hurt,
breakup. So obviously been separated for 3 years.
Yeah. But the heartbeat is still beating. So it demands a certain requirement that the two of you mend this confrontation, which is probably on the mend. And then after 4 months of connecting with this individual, you will both decide if you want to keep it going. We don't know that yet.
Mm-hmm.
We only know that there's going to be a 4 month command of elements. Now, there are some dogs somewhere in the background. It sounds like you got dogs in the background, but somewhere literally in the background, there are some dog figures. I don't know if you ever had dogs, if she ever had dogs.
You say a dog?
Yeah, dog.
No, neither one of us.
Anybody, never in your history, your parents, anybody close to you with a dog? I mean, we're stretching, but.
A dog. Well, my ex-husband, he had plenty of dogs.
That's the dog connection.
So your ex-husband, who had plenty of dogs, that's part of your journey in connecting with people and coming back. So your connection, now listen closely, your connection with your ex-husband, you've got to incorporate that whole experience in your mind and in some way compare it to your current relationship with this woman. try to find comparisons. Try to find comparisons, because there are some comparisons going on in terms of your map to work out conflicts in this lifetime.
Okay.
But you're going to encounter her. I mean, if you're asking, is there going to be an encounter? They're supposed to be. They're destiny-wise, they're supposed to be. I mean, the only way it could mess up is if somebody makes a conscious decision in this lifetime to disengage, but that's going to cause karma.
Mm-hmm.
Karma meaning that they would have to return if they don't join again.
Or work it out some way.
Yeah.
You know, but there's a dishonest. There's somebody who is dishonest. Somebody wasn't honest about the relationship, and it caused the miscommunication. Does that ring a bell?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's not just a generalization about how relationships go. This is something specific, and it caused a hurt. But this other individual has conflicts with her own family members.
Yes, she does. Mm-hmm.
See? So we're scratching the surface psychically of a deeper dilemma, but we're on the right surface. We understand this and the root system. I will say this, Shanika, you in your lifetime need to understand your relationship with house plants or flowers. There's something in the element of your journey of life that has to do with gardening or house plants. I don't know what it is yet. That would probably have to be worked out in some deeper scenario. But are you a lover of plants or flowers? Shanika?
You said flowers?
Yeah.
Or plants. Do you garden?
Yes. Uh-huh. I love flowers.
So do you garden?
Mm-hmm.
Or
most women do.
I have. Yes, I have.
You have gardens. So that's
mm-hmm.
a little bit deeper.
Well, I don't know if we answered your question on the surface.
I mean, is that your question? I mean, the
right. Yeah,
how this will play out in terms of whether you will stay together or break apart after the meeting, which will happen, in our opinion, is going to be creative choice between the two of you. There's no destiny that you stay together.
Yeah,
your destiny is that they will come together,
yeah.
But there's no destiny that you'll stay together.
Okay. Will she reach out? Because I have reached out to her. And she has not responded. So would she maybe get back in contact with me?
You see, that's the problem. Because she has she has so many conflicts with her family that's blinding her to what she should be doing. She's got too many personal reflections on how she should react to things, not understanding the deeper meaning.
Mm-hmm.
She's a hard person to get along with. She's stubborn.
Yes. Yes, she is.
So your attempt is part of the karma and the destiny, but the tragedy could be that if she declines to respond to you, she's going to have some karma. You won't, because you made the attempt,
mm-hmm.
but she
mm-hmm.
will.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, give us a call back and keep us abreast of what happens. We'd be interested to hear. Okay. All right, Shanika. Shanika can join us on Facebook. We hope that she does. Okay, we have 310 coming up. Hi. 310.
Good
morning. Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Thank you. I'm just a big fan, and I don't know you personally, but your show is amazing. And I just want to thank Neil Baker for helping me through all these difficulties that I had all these years in the past. And he helped me a lot. And I just want to say thank you. And I appreciate whatever he's done for me. And he was very generous. I mean, he is. He's very generous with his time and effort and helping everybody. And I just want to thank him. And I love you guys so much.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you. And give us your name.
My name is Sunny, and my birthday is 1/17/1966. I'm 31-4.
Okay. So Sunny knows Neil personally, but Sunny and I have never met, but we talked yesterday on the phone. So that was very nice conversation.
Thank you. Yeah. And I just want to know about any relationship that you guys see for me, as far as romance or anything, because for the past years, I never been lucky, or I don't know, or maybe I was too perfectionist. Anyway, it didn't happen. So I just want to know if you guys see anything for me, or if there is any hint that you can give me to find the one that is, you know, genuine and divine love.
Well, Sunny, the conflict of your relationship on this planet level is built upon a concrete formation of a relationship, meaning you have a relationship, you have children. That's all part of karma and destiny. But it's also filled with conflict because of the 11th factor in your birth date, 1/1. But as I've told you before, in your lifetime, in your ultimate linear journey on this planet, see, you have a 6/6, but, and that's the starting point of a union in a relationship. Now, how do we get there? Well, one, it's in your linear code, so it's available, it's there. But how do we get there to form that communication between body, mind, and soul, with a third eye communication that's agreeable between both parties in terms of your philosophy, your thoughts, your energy levels? How do we find that individual? The individual is on the planet, walking on the planet. So the interpretation is that you have in this lifetime the advantage of seeking your soulmate. They're on the planet somewhere. What is the problem? Well, the problem is built in the formation of your karma. Your karma has made it difficult to find this person because of past life experiences, but the connotation is that you're going to find the person. And now at your age, and you're a 31-4, which is
broken.
A balance, but it's broken. So the conflict is not remarkable. It's common. Your conflict is common. But what the advantage you have, Sunny, is that you're going to find this person. You may go, well, when? Well, that is a good question. But the answer to that is that the immediacy of, we're getting closer probably. I mean, how old are you right now?
So she's going to be going through.
I'm 54.
She's going through a change of 56 is her next cycle.
She's 54?
Yeah. So you're
54. You're 54. Now,
see how many years
now in numerical value, you have to get to 56 to find this person.
Yeah.
That's by numerical value alone.
But your karma
age of 31.
So it may happen sooner.
Yeah, 31. It could happen next year at 55. Because then you will have been 24 years beyond your karma. Or 24 years. Which is a multiple of four by six. So we're
which is
looking
for
at
six in her
possibly,
year. Yeah.
See, what you're doing is you've made a huge rebirth. You've rebirthed yourself, Sunny. And you've done so through your own merits. And you've done so in such a way that you've elevated your soul to a higher chakra. You're in a higher chakra. That chakra, that higher chakra, six, doesn't have as much karma in it as your lower chakras. Your lower chakras, forget it, they have a lot of karma, so you had all kinds of problems, but also blessings, because you have a seven. So you have a seven, so there's blessings in the conflict. But when you, as you approach your energy and live stronger in your higher chakras, which you've been able to do in the last 3, 4, 5, 6 years, you're developing the removal of karma and the admission of something higher. So you're getting ready for another rebirth, which could occur This at 55 to 56.
And Sunny, do you generally meet men through your community?
Like, I kind of gave up.
You gave up?
Yeah, exactly, in my community, because I dated some and no.
So no, culturally, you haven't found luck in your culture, like with cultural events or your group of friends, and that's been so you're seeking something maybe outside of your circle, so to speak.
That's my question. Do you see that I'm out of the loop, out of my community, or
whether it's going to be someone that's within her cultural
Naz,
community?
It's not.
Sunny.
If that's natural to the natural element of this is that it is more in relationship to not so much the element of your culture as much as it is the soul of the individual. Now, the soul of the individual may be commendable in such a way that it reaches your culture, but that's not the sheer requirement. So you might have to think outside of your culture without relinquishing your beliefs and your patterns.
I wonder if it's possible that she may meet someone through her current career, which we won't mention. Maybe someone who's a colleague, or you know, in the same field, perhaps. You know, that because what you're talking about is meeting of the minds. I mean, she's got two sixes on her transcendent side. And so the partner for her is going to be an intellectual match and someone who also is a match on a spiritual level, I would think. So, you know, someone maybe in the same field.
Are you demanding the same culture in the person, the same nationality? Are you demanding that still?
Well, that's what I was looking for up till now, but it's been 9 years, Neil. 9 years that it's kind of, you know.
11-7. That's nine.
Yeah.
You're 11.
I don't think we need to let go of that quest, but your brain, Sunny, should preoccupy the idea that it may be someone outside of the loop. It may be someone outside the loop, because now the soulmate won't conflict with your patterns of life and your beliefs and your traditions. They won't conflict with that because the soul is going to be in communion with you.
But I mean, culturally, Sunny, if I'm not mistaken, there may be some kind of clash with your culture, I think, with women is women are in the home more. Is that, am I correct in assuming that or incorrect?
Not anymore. There are kind of, you know, whoever gets divorced is just like a stigma in the community.
You have a conflict. But you see, the soul of this individual is not going to be an arrogant, chauvinistic human being that has this chauvinistic attitude that is predominantly ruled by sexuality in terms of the chauvinism of the human being. You're going to be enlightened with this human being, and I don't see that it's at the cost of being ostracized or criticized according to your culture. So even though there is a general family element that things are of certain expectations and requirements, I don't see that you connecting with this human being is going to be in conflict with that. So the human being will be formally incorporated into the relationship you have with this person without it being of any severe consequence.
Meaning there's not going to be any conflict with her children,
no.
That they will accept the person, the individual that she meets, and that there will be
well, even in the community
harmony.
of her, you know, significant others and her
right.
general population of mindset, you're going to have I'm not worried about the conflict. Don't worry about that. And you don't have to seek anybody necessarily outside of your comfort zone. I'm only saying that the soul of the person is going to work. And your 9 years of frustration is the accumulation of your month and day in numerical fashion. So, and it's also your cycle twice with 1 year left over of four. You see, but that, you don't look back and aggravate yourself by how many years it's been. You look forward and entertain yourself with the new year coming up. The new year, you see, that's a very significant term. We celebrate the new year in our culture. And in our distinct cultures, we celebrate the newness of the year. Yes, we look back traditionally at our history. That's part of what brings us to the new year. But the new year is also renewal. And according to religious factor, we are washed of our sins. We move forward. We go with a sense of vigor of mind and movement into something new. That's what's exciting about life. Look at the transformation you've made.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
20 years ago, you would have never thought you'd be on this show, more or less what you've maybe accomplished in life.
Even in those nine years.
So your past doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily dictate your future. It's part of your journey, but you're not sucking your thumb anymore either. You're moved beyond.
She was sucking her thumb 9 years ago. Just kidding.
Yes.
Just kidding, Sonny.
Yes,
totally.
Yes.
No, we're joking.
But
yeah.
You see, so even though the answer to your question remains somewhat vague, there's a specific element there that's connecting to your destiny. Your destiny holds a union. Now your mind and your brain needs to find that. I would try to eliminate thoughts of your past and the frustration of those 9 years and the frustration of any former years before then. I would try to clean my mind of those things. You know, you don't want to serve your plate with something dirty. You need to clean your plate. You need to not mix
yes.
it. So when you make your new meal, your meal from last night still sticking to the glass. You need to clean it. And maybe with a fine fingernail, scrape what the water and the soap didn't get.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You may be holding something, and you need to be very analytical and deliberate about removing those fine particles. I like to call it the pebble in the shoe. The shoe's okay, but the pebble isn't. The plate's okay, but the speck isn't. You need to clean it. That's what you need to do.
Is there any hints that you can give me, Neil? What are those pebbles? What are those dirts on the plate?
From what area I need to work? You've already presented a pebble to me. You said the last 9 years. You see, you're focusing in your attitude, you're focusing on that it's been 9 years. Don't even think of that anymore. Erase it. Don't go to those illusions anymore.
Right. Not only that, but within those 9 years, because you've made such dramatic transformations in other ways that have been positive, instead of looking at the 9 years as a period of waiting for someone to come into your life, celebrate the fact that you've made these dramatic changes. So it's about shifting your perspective, Sunny.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, that is a big part of opening yourself up to bring soulmate in, rather than having that negative thought in your head. Change it to something positive. 9 years have brought such dramatic change. There's been major career success. You know, changes in your relationship that you were previously in. Obviously, you're not in that relationship anymore. So you've shed yourself of all this baggage, and now you're in this place where you've accomplished so much.
So you got to think.
Mm-hmm.
At your home, if you see a dirty mark on your wall, do you walk by it or do you go and clean it?
I go clean it.
See, you need to clean your mind of any marks that you feel you're holding on to, whether it's through history, resentment, emotion, disappointment. You need to use the same extended metaphor so that your brain is clear. So you can do that literally by thought process. You can do that accompanied by breathing, deep breathing exercise, by releasing. Maybe it took a little bit more. You know, some spots you think you can't get out, and then you do a little bit of elbow grease, and then they do come out. Sometimes you need to take it to the dry cleaner if it's clothes. You know, maybe you're going to the dry cleaner, us. And you're asking that there's something spotting my future. I can't seem to get to the point where I find my soulmate. So you're asking the dry cleaner how to get it out. And we're telling you, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's a dry cleaning. Maybe it isn't soap and water. Maybe it's a different finer silk in your mind that needs to be tempered by a certain attitude of thought and breath. So you know this, Sonny. You know how to clear your energy, just as you know how you've evolved. Look at your history. How have you evolved since you first came on the planet? And how have you let go of things that have put you in fear and that have caused obstacles for you formerly? How have you gotten through that? Look at your own resources and on how you've been able to overcome obstacles and to let go of those things which you can't control. But to involve and engage yourself in evolving, see, that's what you need to focus on. And the answer sometimes is involved in the process of deep breathing accompanied by consciousness. That revolves in your whole system, both bodily, in your brain, your lungs, your liver, your kidneys, as well as deeper into your astral body, if your breath knows how to get there and then become enlightened by the third eye.
Yeah, my question is, could it be somebody that it was from my past that could, you know, be in the future, or definitely it's going to be a new person?
You mean someone from your past that you've actually had a romantic relationship
yes.
with?
There's nothing that blocks that.
Is there someone specific in mind? I mean, do you have... you don't have to say their name or anything like that. But a birth date would be helpful. If you have the person's birth date.
Something that is blocking me from going further is just like this person that it came to my life like about 4 years ago. And still... Sometimes we text or we talk, but nothing happens. It's September 14, 1966.
And Sunny, why didn't things move forward with this person? Is it because he has a lack of commitment that
yes.
or
yes. yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Lack of commitment.
See, that's a problem too, because you want to meet, I mean, the person in your life, you want to be on the level that you're at, wanting the same things. And
exactly. Yes.
And trying to force that or change a person. I mean, it's possible sometimes that a person will change. So it's not entirely out of the question, but having to change a person to meet your requirements is, you know, a lot of work. What did you add that up?
Yeah, he's like nine.
He's 36'9".
Yes.
Yeah.
And you so they're four together.
13 or 4 again. But so the problem with this person.
Yes, his master number is in his month.
The problem with this person is
he holds
the
her
month
master
and day
number.
Adds up to the 14 again.
Yeah.
So they're stuck in karma. So the person's sense of fear of commitment is irrational. It's an irrational fear or irrational barrier. So they're still holding on to something about growing up and being mature. And I feel that your ultimate soulmate is going to have a maturity level that matches where you're moving.
See, I didn't think personally when she was asking if it was going to be someone from her past that it would. I mean, it's possible that someone from your past could be, you know, your romantic partner, but I think that the people that she's met, my feeling, or been involved with, have not been at the level of maturity that she's seeking.
Well, you see, her month, yes, and his month represents his first two numbers. And her second number and his second number represents her first two numbers. So there's this weird kind of connection you have.
And not only that, the 7-4 become her karmic 11. Number. Oh, 11, yeah.
So you're pulled back, Sunny, to this element of probably multiple past lives with this individual, at which it keeps repeating itself like a broken record. You hear everything up to a certain point, and then in the middle of the song, it skips.
Exactly the same that you're saying, Neil. This is him.
Yeah.
Between me and him, there is something that I cannot figure it out. We cannot be together. We cannot be away from each other.
Yeah.
So made me, you know, not even think about some other people or some other dates. But, you know, sometimes
I
get tired and...
Before we move on to the next caller, if I bought a record and it skipped in the middle and I loved every part up to the point it skipped, I would still turn the record back to the store and get
a
new one.
Yeah, return it.
I wouldn't live with a record, a song that stops in the middle and skips. That would bother me.
Yeah.
But I would love the song up to the point it skipped.
See,
so
the problem is, Sunny, again, before we move on to the next caller, because we got to take the next call, but the problem with staying stuck with, you know, a person that isn't giving you what you desire in a relationship, you're not going to be able to move forward and find that person. So if you keep connecting with this individual, then you're closing the door on someone else coming in. So my opinion, clean break, I wouldn't communicate with this person anymore. I would say, okay, I'm not going to hold on to this because I want that partner to come in. Don't you think?
Yeah,
you know?
I would agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
thank you so much. I appreciate all your time and effort. God bless you and be well and safe. Thank you again, and I appreciate all you've done for me.
Thank you, Sunny.
You're welcome. And
by the way,
we love the food of your culture. I love Masto Kiar, and I make Neil Bagali Polo sometimes.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. Take care.
Okay, though. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. And we have Nitz again. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
N-I-D-Z. Well, it's Nidika, but Nitz is her nickname, so we'll just go by her nickname. Normally, I call people by their name. I don't usually go with nicknames, but she wants to be called with nickname. So, Nitz it is.
You guys fine.
It doesn't. We want to be consistent. So if Neil is calling you Nids and I'm calling you Nadika, it's going to get confusing. Okay, so what's going on?
So I think I forgot to talk to you about other day regarding my work situation. And
okay.
I know we touched on it the last Friday very, very briefly. But I really want to understand, like, you know, I want to go work in an aviation technology company. So I want to know whether that's going to be
a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about that. So what additional?
We talked about it on Friday a little bit, but I just wanted to know, like, is that the direction that I should go keep pursuing at, or, you know, because sometimes I feel, okay, maybe I just need to be focused and just going towards this thing and not worry about anything else. But then I kind of get like, okay, I don't know what's going to happen here, whether it's going to happen or not. So I just wanted to understand if Neil can sense anything there, whether this is the right direction for me.
Nids, in this category, you know, we have to deal with if there's a reluctance or fear that is rational, meaning that you somehow you're responding to something where you shouldn't go into it because there's imminent danger or confusion that's not going to be healthy, or whether the element is irrational, meaning that you're getting it mixed up in some kind of irrational fear that you don't need to be afraid of, even though the fear seems real. Probably, you know, the idea, when you said aviation, I felt really positive. I experienced a positive vibration about approaching that. And what's interesting is that yesterday I came across somebody soliciting me to get Aviation Magazine. And I thought, why am I getting a vibe about this? I don't want the magazine. But why am I getting this vibe? Well, I think maybe yesterday when the solicitation came in the mail, it felt to me that now that the vibration had to do with that karmically, cosmically, maybe it was a thought being planted in me to encourage you to go into the aviation field. I think that if you don't go, you're going to be sorry because you're risking a sense of danger of failure, of the failure of success, of succeeding. And if you don't approach this area with conviction and strength, then you might your soul might tend to regret it in the hereafter because there's no rational way. You might say, well, I'm concerned about this and this, but I think that even though those concerns may have some outstanding premise, they don't permeate into the overall journey of what you're supposed to experience. And why shouldn't you go into it? I mean, can you give me a rational explanation why you shouldn't go on this journey?
No, my thought was just this, that, you know, right now, aviation is kind of like, oh, yeah, everybody's kind of going into that direction. Why? Because, okay, they know that no contact is in place. And aviation is one thing that if we excel very quickly and we've got the technology going, then this could be the main way of, you know, really getting our veg into the technology side. But the fact remains is this, that aviation is very heavily regulated and always is going to be heavily regulated. So it takes a lot to get yourself up and running in that side, even though people are getting excited about pushing it. So it's a lot of hard work before you can reap your fruits, you know.
Well, so is everything. I mean, so is everything in life. Are you meant to reduce yourself to something that has a better comfort level? I mean, if you conduct yourself into the venture of going to aviation by saying that it's heavily burdened and there's restrictions and there's politics, what you've done is you've let go of a dream based on circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
those things can change. Human beings are stupid. They're fragile. Rules and regulations can be changed. But, you know, if you let go of the dream because of the wall that's around it, you'll never find your dream. You'll just find some side issue and you'll, you know, maybe sell things at Walmart. What, you know,
well,
jump
she's
over
not,
the wall.
She's not.
I'm using a metaphor.
I know you're using a metaphor, but I mean, you know, she's in a career already that is, you know.
But she's seeking
technology.
A dream. I'm not saying what I'm using is a crude metaphor. If you're seeking a higher dream, I would say go for the dream. You don't have to let go of what's formalizing your stability right now, but I'm concerned about.
Well, she doesn't even have. She doesn't have a job right now, actually. Right? You're unemployed.
Nope.
No, there's
a
reason for that.
Yeah. So I mean, she's unemployed.
But there's a reason for that.
Yeah. I mean,
you're unemployed because you're going through a transition. That's why you're unemployed.
And she had problems. I mean, with her previous employer, and so there was a. I think they. What they fired you, right?
No. I left Apple, and then my previous employer, they let me go because of coronavirus problems, because me and some other directors, they were all let go at the same time because we were all under the 90 days, and we were the first ones to go, so that they thought they could float for this month. It's a much smaller organization, kind of like a startup that I went to.
Wasn't there a problem at Apple with the sexual harassment?
Yeah, but I wasn't...
Direct supervisor.
Transition.
And yes. With the coronavirus going on, can you get a job in the technology field?
No, that's what I'm trying to find out.
In the aviation field. I apologize. I said the wrong word. So in the aviation field, you're able to get a job because it's essential. Is that correct?
No. What I'm saying is that there is a possibility that I've been talking to some companies that are aviation technology companies. And I just want you to know whether this is something that you got feeling that I might go end up in.
Yes. I get that feeling, but you know, okay. You can obstruct it. You can obstruct it by rational thinking, well, you know, it's got this or it's got that, or maybe I'm not supposed to, but in a psychic read, the encouragement is to go into it. So you got to figure
that's out. That's what I was.
Yeah.
And with these companies, Nids, because we got to close real quick, with these companies, if you're hired, is there work? Mm-hmm. I mean, be hired right away. There's no like waiting period because of what's going on with the.
Well, I mean, they still have to do interviewing and the processes that they have to do. And some of them, these are like backed up by the big organizations. So they're going to go through the red tape, you know, the processes, whatever. But some other startups are like not so red taped about it. So there is possibility that I could start pretty quickly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So move forward with it.
I'm moving forward with it. Coming across.
Yeah, I would. We're encouraging you to move forward with aviation. That's where you need to go. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck. Okay, we're back on the air Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 Eastern. Thanks, callers, and we will speak with you next week. Bye-bye.